Good day, everyone, and welcome to Let's Be Diverse podcast. I am your host, Andrew Stout. This episode is dedicated to all my loved ones who have supported me through this journey. So one of the things that I have been asked a lot lately by friends and new connections is what made me want to start my own podcast. So in this solo version of Let's Be Diverse podcast, I'm going to answer this question and a few others, such as, how did I know human resources was for me? What made me passionate about a podcast around HR? What is my goal? Who are my inspirations? And what makes me unique? So first off, I want to tell you a little bit about myself. Again, my name is Andrew Stout. I was born and raised in Montreal, the West Island, to those who live in Montreal. I speak fluently in both French and English. I made the move to Saskatchewan 13 years ago to be with a wonderful woman who we have been together since. I love sports, especially hockey, my Montreal Canadiens, my San Francisco 49ers, and my Toronto Raptors. I love movies and being a social butterfly. I am thoughtful and I absolutely love people. Over the years, I have a lot of experience in recruitment, onboarding, prep, and training. After lots of debate, I decided to go back to school to study human resources. I graduated with a certificate in 2020 in human resources, and I most recently obtained a certificate in diversity and inclusion. So how did I know human resources was for me? So, some of you have heard this story, so I'm going to tell it to those who haven't. So, when I first started human resources, my course, I was working during the day, which I currently am now, and studying in the evenings. Many nights I would study on the weekends, but many nights I would study in the evenings after supper. My wife would go to bed, and I would tell her I will be up shortly as I continued doing my studying. Several evenings passed, and it was the same situation. My wife would be in getting up. She saw the light out, light still on in the dining room, and she'd say to me, Andrew, are you coming to bed? It's 1 o'clock in the morning. I looked on my computer clock and I realized it was after 1 o'clock. I had read thoroughly my textbook, highlighted everything, made notes. I was thoroughly and totally into what I was reading. That's when I knew that I loved HR, because I never imagined ever in my life that I would ever be so enthralled in a textbook like I was in those textbooks. And my poor wife will tell you that there was many times after she let me know what time it was that I would come to bed, and I would try to tell her all the things that I learnt while I was studying. And she would always tell me, I'm so proud of you that you are studying and you enjoy it, but it's 1:30 in the morning. Can we talk about this tomorrow morning when we get up? And I always say to her, yes, we certainly can. And then we went to sleep. So what made me want to start my own podcast? Well, I felt with my experience, I have lots of stories to tell. I feel like it's important for me to discuss topics that have common values, attitudes, principles that many of you listeners have. And I also know that a podcast is one of the easiest ways and more cost-effective ways to market myself. I'm currently in the process of trying to not build my own brand, but build my own community. I know that building my community will help me build my brand. Podcasts are also a great way to connect. I've found that I've connected with so many interesting people, and so many that have so many interesting things to say. I have made such great connections, and my goal is to continue to do so. So what's my goal with the podcast? My goal is to create a podcast that talks about interesting topics that I believe are important. So I'm going to be talking about the regular HR topics like diversity inclusion, employee engagement, onboarding. But I'm also going to be talking about other topics that I feel are important and do revolve around HR, like mindfulness, trust and respect, grief. These are all things that are important, and many, many more. I don't want to reveal all my secrets to you today, but I do have plans to have some great topics and some great content for all you guys to listen to. I don't just want to build a brand. Like I said earlier, I want to build a community. And if I can help anyone in any way with the topics that I discuss, or any of the listeners, I'm going to be absolutely thrilled. So who are my inspirations? I don't have just one. Anyone and everyone that I have met and had a chance to talk with are my inspirations. So a lot of them are you listeners. So thank you for inspiring me. What makes me unique? Well, I feel like I'm unique because I'm passionate. I have a good perspective. I am creative. I am authentic. I am empathetic. I am trusting. And I am respectful. And last but not least, I am loyal. I look forward to spending time with each and every one of you. So make sure you follow the podcast. And until next time, I'd like to thank you for taking the time to listen to this podcast and to meet me. I'm very excited to have great conversations and to build momentum going forward. If any of our listeners want to get a hold of me, here's how. You can find me on LinkedIn, and you can also email me. My email address is letsbediversepodcast42@gmail.com. That's letsbediversepodcast42@gmail.com. I would like to thank you all for listening today. It's been a pleasure to talk to you all, and I look forward to, again, bringing great content and spending time with you all and discuss great topics. Until next time, be safe. And remember, if we all work together, I know we can accomplish anything.